The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Another good announcement from Atlantic Lithium this morning. Neil Herbert's here to tell us all about it. Neil, what's been happening?
So we're knocking down another milestone, as it were, as the GSE listing. We've talked about this before. So the Gartner Stock Exchange listing. Another important opportunity in terms of stakeholder involvement in country. Obviously, we have a very strong Ghanaian participation already. We brought in the Sovereign Wealth Fund as investors into Atlantic Lithium. We have a second tier of investment coming from them shortly as well. Obviously, we have 100% Ghanaian staff in country, which obviously I think is a great thing. But we also now have this. This is an opportunity for other investors to come in and invest in Ghana through the Ghana Stock Exchange, which is something that the government of Ghana is promoting. So I'm packing my bags, as it were, because I'm off on a little bit of a trip. And we'll be going down to Ghana in the next 10 days or so to have the opening ceremony for our first day of trading on the exchange. So quite an exciting event for us, but obviously a lot more things coming up as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned the Sovereign Wealth Fund there. They're sort of tabled to be putting some more money in due course, but part of the box ticking that you need to do is this GSE listing, which I believe they helped you with. So tell us about that relationship and about the strong relationships that you have in Ghana in general.
So this has been a very productive relationship for us. Obviously, we reached agreement with them last year on the investment. They made their first investment into the Atlantic Lithium level in Q1, in the first quarter of the year. And now we're looking to complete the second level of investment, which we hope to finish by the end of this quarter. And they've been very proactive in terms of also how we get other Ghanaian investors involved. So it's an opportunity, and it's a broader shareholder group in country. There are pension funds. There are also individuals who would be interested in investing. So I expect a slow start, but over time for that to, as people get excited about what we're doing and we move forward to breaking ground and indeed eventual production, but more investors will come through as well. So they'll be very good, and the Ghana Stock Exchange as well have been very proactive in this process to bring it to a conclusion. So I'm quite excited actually that we've got to this step, and obviously importantly for us as well, it's a precursor to getting through to parliamentary ratification of the ML, which was issued to us at the end of October last year, which the government is looking to do this quarter as well. So that's quite exciting. So we should get that done. Obviously, the second investment by the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is quite considerable. I think it's nearly $28 million. So that's very important to us. And following on from that, we've got other things coming up as well. We've got the process by which we're doing the off-take financing, which is a very important step for us, a very significant amount of money. That's been going very well indeed. And so we've been talking to potential partners on that. That should be coming to fruition in terms of finalizing terms with one or other of the parties by the end of the quarter, more or less, with finalization sometimes next quarter. We're also looking at a new MRE, so a new mineral resource update for the project, because obviously we had that quite exciting discovery of Dogleg recently, an unfortunate name perhaps, but a really nice additional ore body that we discovered as we were doing work around the project. So that's very exciting. And indeed, we're completing these permitting hurdles. We had the last session with the communities regarding the environmental approval. So we expect that environmental approval also to come in early next quarter as well, I would think. And then effectively all the licensing coming together next quarter and a license to operate, so we can actually cut the sod, as they say in Ghana.
Yeah, so you mentioned breaking ground there a moment ago, and in the release this morning it was sort of stated that that would be in the second half of this year. What's your latest timetable in terms of where that takes you in terms of first production and possible ramp up commercialization and the sort of longer timetable that you're looking at?
Yes, good question. So as it stands, the main plant should be fully commissioned in the first half of 2026. In terms of demand for lithium, in terms of other projects coming forward, there isn't much left when it comes to 2026. And the pace of growth in demand for lithium from obviously EVs has been growing a pace of 20-30% per annum. So the expectation is that this will be very timely when it comes on. And that's reflected from what we see in the offtake process and the very strong interest in securing that supply by chemical converters who obviously feed into the batteries that go into the EVs. So yes. very good timing in terms of the market. So I think it'd be quite an exciting next couple of years for us.
Yeah, so you're strongly positioned in country, and the lithium market seems to be picking up. You talked about EVs a little bit in the release today. Do you feel that this is an opportune time for Atlantic Lithium in general? I mean, all the stars seem to be aligning.
I do think it's very opportune, but the market itself for lithium has been very volatile indeed. So we've touched on this before. You need a project that is bottom cash cost quartile, which we certainly are. So if you're looking at projects, we sit very well there against other projects in terms of our cost base, all in sustaining costs. I think we're sitting at a very reasonable number, and our C1 cash costs are under $400. These are very attractive numbers when you look at some of the other projects out there. So even with the volatility in lithium prices, I think we're very well situated in terms of being able to survive any bottom end of the market, any volatility there might be, but also taking advantage of higher prices when they come through.
Very good. So are we going to see any attractive looking photographs of the GSE listing ceremony and bell ringing and so forth?
I certainly hope so. I actually did post a picture of me somewhere in which I was doing my practice run and I was just checking out the bell for the GSE listing when I was there a fortnight ago. So I'm all prepared for that. I have my little speech ready along with other notable people in Ghana. So yes, I'm quite excited to be able to make that step and complete that. Obviously, that's a good 6 months of work, and well done for our team and everybody else who's been involved in Ghana and bringing that together.
Well, Neil Herbert, I wish you well in that opening ceremony and with all the work that you guys are putting in on the ground in the months and years ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.